This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Well, doesn't it make you a little gun-shy about having an account that maybe is not absolutely vital? Or possessing a membership card to something you don't really need? Or signing up for something where they want a lot of information from you? That news this week from Marriott was just the latest in a series of jolts we've received about how our private information has become not so private. The company reported as many as 500 million people who made reservations at Starwood properties may have had their personal information accessed in a security breach, and one that went on as long as 4 years. Your data they may have seized included your arrival and departure information, reservation date, and communication preferences, but now there was also, for some of you, your mailing address, your phone number, email address, passport number, date of birth, and gender. From this week in agribusiness, the U.S. Grains Council is among the groups reacting to the signing of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The group said it's an important next step in the process of modernizing the most important trade agreement to U.S. grain farmers and exporters. The president of the Grains Council, Tom Slate, said in the latest marketing year, Mexico and Canada again proved to be the top buyers of U.S. feed grains in all forms. Tom also said both countries still hold significant potential for market expansion, given the right trade policy frameworks. Federal authorities continue to look into what caused that medical plane to come apart more than 2 miles over North Dakota last week. They say there was no fire, no bad weather, nothing hit the plane. When it fell apart, fell from the sky northwest of Mandan with the debris landing in a pasture. The pilot, a nurse, and a paramedic died there. Newton, Illinois comes alive the next few Friday nights between now and Christmas as they celebrate a favorite son of Jasper County, Illinois, Burl Ives, born and buried in Jasper County. He was born at a wide spot on the road called Hunt City. There is a marker, by the way. There is a statue, by the way, of Burl in downtown Newton. They have their Holly Jolly celebration in Newton. And to quote Burl, his voice as Sam the Snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, "I love this Christmassy time of year." That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.